It was a self-titled album. 1969's when that came out. Beginning to see the light. Hey, before the Velvet Underground, played a band called the Continental Miniatures. Unfamiliar with said Continental Miniatures, said I, until just now, playing them. Song from 1978, it charted. It actually charted on the Billboard Top 100 at number 90 in 1978. It is indeed a Dusty Springfield cover, but I played it because one of the founding members of the Continental Miniatures was a guy named David Kendricks. Now, David Kendricks, outside of playing in the Continental Miniatures, eventually he joined Sparks as their drummer in the early 1980s. The late 1980s, he was drumming for Devo. Also in the early 80s, he had a band called the Gleaming Spires, which I played right before the Continental Miniatures. Are you ready for the Sex Girls? I believe Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Pretty darn sure that's the soundtrack that really put that song on the map. And then before the Gleaming Spires, I played some Sparks, but not David Kendrick Sparks. I played Sparks from 1976 from their Big Beat album with Everybody's Stupid. The drummer of the band at that point was a guy named Hilly Michaels. Hilly Michaels, interesting, his drumming career, he was a session guy, got picked up by Sparks for that Big Beat album, joined the band and toured with them for a little bit, for a few years. And then went on to a bunch of other pretty, I would say, storied career, because he went on, he played with Ellen Foley, he played with the Hunter Robinson Band, which was Ian Hunter and Mick Ronson, the Hunter Ronson Band, Ian Hunter, Mick Ronson, played with Dan Hartman, John Mellencamp, Ronnie Wood, Marianne Faithfull. He actually dated Marianne Faithfull in the 1980s. So I start off the entire set with Hilly Michaels with his 1980 minor hit called Calling All Girls. We lost Hilly Michaels just recently, so I wanted to kind of pay tribute to Hilly and play some songs he was associated with. That wrapped up that entire set of music. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I got to remind you, between your job, your family, and other demands on your time, life can get pretty busy. Trust me, I know this. But you should take time for yourself and schedule an eye exam today, because you may be surprised to see what you've been missing. For more information, visit this horrifically long website, www.nei.nih.gov/healthy eyes. Now, to help you figure out that whole website, the message is from the National Eye Institute at the National Institutes of Health, and of course, your good friends here at WRCT. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Again, my name is Paul. We've got about an hour left of this program, so why waste time in the ramblings, because I'm a rambler. My email address is WRCTRequest, and these are the Violent Femmes.
Just last night, I was reminded of just how bad it had gotten and just how sick I had become. But it could change with this relationship. D.D. range, we've all been through some shit. If what thing, I think this thing's begun. Coming 31 flavors. We're out of mints, past the lifesavers. I'm dropping hints, candy for candy coated tongue. You're being so good, so very good for me. What do you think? Tell me honestly. I'm way, 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 way you come. sick I had become. But it could change with this relationship. DD range, you've all been through some shit. Near for a thing, I think this thing's begun.
have I told you? You could really get it on. You could really get it on. Oxygen. Have I told you? Have I told you? Are you ready?
from their 1968 album, Odyssey in Oracle. That's the Zombies wrapping up that set of music with Care of Cell 44. Fun little tidbit about that song and or the release. So the release came out in 1968. That song was released right around this time in 1967. 58 years ago was the first single. Album did not come out until about April of 1968. Fantastic album. If you have not checked it out, it is Odyssey and Oracle by The Zombies. Before The Zombies, played some Maple Mars, some pop psych rock from Los Angeles from a new double-sided, a new single from them on the Big Stir record label with a Couldn't Have Been a Better Time. Modest Mouse from 1996 Interstate 8 album with All Night Diner before Maple Mars. Played some brand new Mommy Heads. Album came out just a couple weeks ago. It's called No Quietus. Played you The Beast Is Back from the Mommy Heads. Also some Violent Femmes started off the entire set. 1982's self-titled album. That's where I pulled that. What was that? It's Prove My Love. Trying to prove my love to you by playing some cool songs. Also, I should tell you my entire email address. I went into that set of music and went, email me at, and then I didn't actually give you the at gmail.com. Maybe that's now just assumed, but the email address for this radio program is wrctrequest@gmail.com. Goodness me. I do want to remind you that WRCT is supported by Attic Records. Attic Records is located in Millville. They're family-owned and operated. They're open 7 days a week. And guess what? They specialize in new and used records and CDs. Located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millville. More information can be found at atticrecordstoreinc.com or just by calling them up at 412-821-8484. Thinking of other shows that are on this station, like on Thursdays. How about this for a catchy little show? It's called Courts in Session. It's hosted by a real attorney. Hence the name, Courts in Session. Your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, comes into the studio every Thursday at 8 p.m. for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul, but he's got a twist. He's got a twist. Don't ask him to do the twist because that's a lot of jiggling. His twist is he plays new music by classic artists. I have realized I play sometimes new music by classic artists, but he and I have a different interpretation of what a classic artist is. And sometimes they overlap. Sometimes there's some crossover between the two. Again, the show is called Courts in Session. It's Thursdays from 8 until 10:30 p.m. each and every Thursday here at WRCT. Here's one of those crossover songs of new music by a classic artist that EJL plays a lot of. And why wouldn't he? Rockford, Illinois' own Cheap Trick. It's 12 Gates. It's Cheap Trick here on the Viva La Mock radio program on WRCT.
Yeah. What help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, streaming online at wrct.org.
This time is coming. get up in the morning slaving for it, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Poor Israelites.
This is G. Gordon Liddy. I urge you to tune in to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 on your FM dial. If you don't, I'll break both your legs.